117. Now we have been through all the most important evolutionary factors which at present govern the terrestrial community of mankind. We have witnessed its condition of unhappiness and the cause for this condition, at the same time as having obtained the information for the means to eliminate that cause. In order that these means may become still clearer and more accessible to the sincere seeker of truth, we shall now, in accordance with the present chapter and other chapters in Livitzbog, briefly outline the cosmic analysis of terrestrial mankind's community in the following short summary. The terrestrial community of mankind constitutes a cosmic reality which is in the course of development. In this process it represents a stage expressing a state of transition from animal kingdom to human kingdom. This state will therefore take the form of a fight between the dominating energies of these two kingdoms, which again may be expressed respectively as selfishness and unselfishness. As selfish energies are explosive or disintegrating in their cosmic nature, and unselfish energies are cohesive or uniting, then terrestrial humanity's development will be synonymous with a transformation from a nebulous, divided state into a coherent or condensed unit. In other words, this community may be likened to a star mist which is gradually condensing itself into a radiant sun. In this condensing process, terrestrial humanity has progressed as far as to represent quite a number of single, already coherent or condensed, shining clusters. These shining clusters manifest themselves to us in life as nations or state powers, but the process of condensation continues to evolve ever further. In the form of a number of international events, the state powers have already amalgamated so much or become so interdependent, that a single state power's break or exclusion from this coalition is in many cases a rupture or a catastrophe. This fact has already become so obvious for the more understanding and intelligent members of terrestrial society, that it has given rise to great international anti-war movements, peace federations, and to the League of Nations, all of which movements continue to expand and constitute forces concentrating themselves more and more on the establishment of a common world administration and world government, thereby fulfilling the promise given by the world religions concerning one flock and one shepherd. All this will become even more obviously true and entirely factual when we consider that the present sufferings and difficulties terrestrial mankind is experiencing are all without exception rooted in the animal energy selfishness, which in this case is the same as nationalism. Naturally, this does not imply that distinctive national features in spirit and culture should be suppressed. Here, of course, we are only talking about those sides of national features which damage or clash with the welfare and continued existence of the terrestrial community as a whole. As the furthering of unselfishness, in the form of internationalism, is continually stimulated spiritually and supported by the previously mentioned divine creative principles New World Impulse, then the victory of internationalism as a divine, international world kingdom, possessing mutual, spiritual and absolute knowledge for its religious basis and a just and perfect world administration founded on this basis, then internationalism should not in any way be considered as utopia or a problem to be solved in some incalculable, distant future. On the contrary, it is a realistic fact, the growth of which takes place fractionally every day before our very eyes, and no terrestrial man can therefore wantonly be opposed to it or avoid its stimulation. It becomes all the more of a fact because the above-mentioned realities, in other words, the effects of the world state described in this chapter, constitute nothing other than the terminating of all those factors which terrestrial mankind is actually experiencing today as imperfections and deficiencies. As terrestrial mankind mainly consists of normal individuals, and normal individuals carry out only normal actions, and normal actions are those which experience has confirmed as logical, then consequently, with regard to preserving the terrestrial community, the latter will gradually understand how to act logically, owing to its experience of the illogical and the incorrect in its present existence. Otherwise it would indeed have to bear the stamp of abnormality. But as all experiences show that there is nothing wrong with terrestrial humanity's mental faculties, in that, day by day, it continues to develop them, makes use of and learns from everything around it, and cosmically seen, is developing on a normal, rising plane, so then, the world state, in a relatively short space of time, will become an actuality, the creation of which every terrestrial person today is already taking part, either in quickening or in delaying. The great question for every individual terrestrial person is, therefore, what can I do to be fully in accord with the creation of this divine kingdom of peace and with the release of complete harmony and happiness on earth? And the answer here, as everywhere else in divine wisdom, is the great commandment, love one another. As the energies or vibrations from the creative principles light radiation through the events of life have gradually shaped the fulfillment of this divine commandment so that it constitutes special factors which influence terrestrial mankind's daily life and actions, and these factors, through the new world impulse from this radiation, will now be further shown as being identical with the way towards the light, then we shall pause here to make a survey of them. These factors, the entire display of energy by which divine providence seeks to bring forward to perfection terrestrial mankind's fulfillment of the great message of love, are expressed in the following 12 points. 1. The victory of unselfishness over selfishness in all forms, the victory of common interest over private interest. 2. The creation of an international, democratic world government. 3. The demilitarization of all countries in favor of the establishment of an international, non-political world police force. 4. The development of an international undisguised, not secret, supreme system of law and justice, represented by science's most eminent people in spiritual as well as in material fields, who would be qualified to know the difference between abnormal actions and crimes, knowing the course of evolution and life's eternal laws, which would thus guarantee absolute right and justice for all things and all beings. 5. The abolition of private individuals possessing valuable goods in favor of their appropriation by the world state. 6. The abolition of money in favor of the establishment of an individual's personally rendered work as the only value of payment, and the receipt for it as their only means of payment. 7. The establishment of a fund for childhood, old age and illness covering the whole of the world state and founded on the basis of installments from work receipts. 8. The employment of machines for shortening material working hours in favor of study days and spiritual research. 9. The abolition of all violence and bloodshed. 10. The abolition of torture and corporal and capital punishment in favor of expert arrangements for internment and education. 11. The development of vegetarian food, of well-being and care of the physical body, including healthy and well-lit housing conditions. 12. Development of intellectual liberty, tolerance, humanity and love to all living beings, to people and animals, to plants and to minerals. These 12 points will be found to be identical with the factors around which the entire terrestrial human power of development is concentrated, and according to which the fulfillment of life's greatest message, love one another, based on the new, cosmic world impulse, will now approach its perfect release in terrestrial mankind's daily existence. The above-mentioned points are consequently not a speculation worked out by the brain, or a constructed hypothesis, but, on the contrary, the definition of a true, factual analysis which has come to express itself in thought only on the basis of previous, realistic experiences. No terrestrial person will, therefore, be able to exist without being in contact with these realities, or being surrounded by these energies. 118. To be in harmony with these energies or these 12 points is thus the same as being in harmony with the divine world plan, that is, being a stimulating factor in the creation of world peace on earth, and it is the quickest way to the great birth for every terrestrial person and to the attainment of a transfigured existence. Antagonism towards these points or energies will, on the contrary, mean being in disharmony with the world energies and against the heart of the world religions. It means that one is obstructing terrestrial mankind's release from the dark areas of war and suffering, and in this way making oneself an undermining factor for one's own happiness. 119. But as the energies from the divine creative principles light radiation have long ago become a dominating factor in terrestrial mankind's evolution and thus made it a reality that mankind is developing from the animal kingdom to the human kingdom, and not the opposite, and that this development can undoubtedly take place only on the basis of the fulfillment of the great commandment, love one another, and again, that this fulfillment, according to the divine world plan concerning terrestrial mankind, can only be released in the form of the mentioned points, then the expansion of these points together with the consequent creation of a divine world kingdom will also be manifested as an absolute reality. The important events taking place all over the world in the present century should be defined as a transformation of terrestrial mankind's twilight state into a brilliant, clear existence. They are the animal kingdom's death struggle in terrestrial mankind's body of society. They are the beginning of the cosmic human kingdom's resurrection on Earth. That these great events could not, and will not, take place without bloodshed is quite natural while they still remain identical with a fight which is brought about within that area where hate, revenge and self-defense are at war with slavery, hoarding and avarice. A battlefield expressing the interactions of such energies can only produce corpses. But from these corpses the world will arise in a new, transfigured appearance, and the earth will become a vibration of reason and love, a harmony of intuition and bliss. Next chapter is, Chapter 5, Terrestrial Mankind's Receptivity to the New World Impulse, which can be read on http://www.martinus.dk.